morning, ladies and gentlemen. First case for argument, United States versus Block. It's going to be by telephone. Okay, so this is United States versus Block. Mr. May?
Yes, Judge.
Your turn.
Very well. My client was indicted on January 11th of 2012. He was charged with violating two counts under 18 U.S. Code 922, specifically G1 and G9. He was arraigned on February 6th of 2012, where we waived his detention hearing. Discovery was almost immediate. I received all the police reports, and in addition, the court should know that I received a CD or DVD that was recorded at the time of his arrest. This CD spanned a time frame of approximately 45 minutes. Within that time frame, you can hear my client expounding more than once about his guns, my place, my family. Ultimately, he was arrested that evening. At trial, the CD was played. It was also played during the government's final argument. I tried to establish that there was no evidence of domicile presented by the government, i.e. a rent receipt, mail addressed to my client at this address, etc. The other person with him that evening, I presumed, actually lived there, but she was unwilling to come forward and testify at trial. That was my sufficiency argument. Obviously, the jury did not accept that, and he was convicted. And then came to sentencing, where upon my analysis of the sentencing guidelines at grouping, it was my thought that the two counts should be sentenced together concurrently. And I made that argument in my appeal. As I read the government's reply, we both came to the same conclusion. I think the government came there more directly than I did, but nonetheless, we both agreed, it appears at this stage, that the judge should have sentenced my client on a concurrent basis, and had the judge done that, he would have received a sentence of 120 months. And it's true indeed, that's the sentence I was hoping to get, maybe less, but that was my best hope, was 120, and that's what the government believes, that my client should have received that sentence.
Well, counsel, as I understand the government's concession, it goes beyond that. It's not just resentencing. There's a multiplicity problem with the conviction in both of the 922G counts, and one of the convictions has to go.
Well, if that happens, I believe I'm still going to wind up with my client being sentenced. If we pitch out the G9 count, the first count remains, and he received 120 months for that count.
My question is, I guess, that I take it you join the government's argument on that point since you didn't make a multiplicity argument?
I thought I did, but apparently I didn't do it clearly enough, so I would join with the government, Judge.
Okay, is that it, Mr. May?
Yes, Judge.
Okay, thanks. So, Mr. Schmidt?
Your Honor, we believe that the defendant's sufficiency argument is not well taken. The police responded, as is proven at trial, to report the shots fired at this particular address. The defendant was found at this address where the two firearms were located. At the apartment, the defendant admitted to the police that were on the scene that the guns were his. He asked for the guns to be returned to him, arguing that the police had no right to take his guns. He was then arrested, and on the way to the jail and at the jail, the defendant again admitted on two separate occasions that the guns were his and that he demanded the two guns, the SKS rifle and the Glock handgun, back. Approximately 4 months later, as was proven at trial, the defendant admitted to an inmate at the St. Joseph County Jail that he had kept his guns at his girlfriend's place, and he admitted that the guns that were seized by the police were his and that the police had taken them from him. So all told, the four separate police officers who testified at trial, the defendant admitted that the guns that were seized were his, and he also admitted to an additional inmate that the guns were his. We believe that there was strong and overwhelming proof that the guns were in the defendant's possession. We don't believe that we were required to prove that the defendant lived at that particular residence, only that the guns were in his possession, and we believe there was strong and unrebutted proof of that. So we believe that the sufficiency argument posed by the defense is not well taken, and we have conceded that the convictions on the two separate counts need to be merged into a single conviction because of a multiplicity error. Thank you very much. Unless the court has questions, I would yield the rest of my time.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Schmidt. Mr. May, do you have anything further?
I believe Mr. Schmidt has covered this information sufficiently, Judge. I have nothing else.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And Mr. May, you were appointed, were you not?
Yes, I was, Judge.
So we thank you for your efforts on behalf of your client, and we thank Mr. Schmidt as well. And take the case under advisement.